When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Off the Rails show on the Earn 5-Star Podcast. I'm your host Joshua Voles, site manager, emperor, supreme warlord, and defender of the faith over at onefootdown.com. And it's time for a tradition. And by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day, happy Pot of Gold Day for Notre Dame, which is, you know, they've had a lot of fun with that over the years, and this is the perfect day to do it. Bravo to them for the leprechaun usage. It's been on 1,000 over the last couple of years, which is great. So happy, awesome day for all that. Hope all your corned beef is being ate with Pabst Blue Ribbon, the only beer to drink on St. Patrick's Day. Anyways, a tradition on this show that I've done for I can't even remember how many years now. And it may have only was going to be done 1 year, but our friend Brendan loved the first one so much that I think I've done it maybe 3 or 4 years now. I can't remember how many years this is now, but anyways, today we're going to do the great naming of names, for Notre Dame football, and a little different. Usually I just do the guys that are there in spring. But I'm going to go ahead and include everybody. It's a day of inclusion. There's plenty of people out drinking out there for the Irish cause, and I say that tongue in cheek, that are not Irish at all. So, you know, we can just go. We're include everybody. Everybody's right. Everybody's Irish today. So we are going to include all the players, even if they are going to be enrolling until June. Which does include a couple of transfers that aren't currently enrolled at Notre Dame and won't be until after the semester. So again, if you're not familiar with this, I started to do a spring preview a few years ago, and it was funny because I just started listing guys' names and then a little bit. And I just thought this is less of a preview, more of like just a great naming of names. And I just thought it was fun, and we're going to keep doing it every year until Brendan tells me to stop doing it. This is a show for one man and one man only. And he lives in Ann Arbor, and hopefully on his commute, he's going to get the quick naming of names down, and he'll be ready to attack his day. So that's really it. We're going to list them off. I'll have some tidbits, whether you want to hear them or not. It's no big deal. And again, this will be just scholarship players as well. and spoiler alert, there are 89 players on scholarship right now. So that list will have to be trimmed a little bit before August. And it'll probably be trimmed a little bit more than just the four, as Notre Dame is still might be tackling the transfer portal. But you know, we'll have to wait and see about all that. So let's just start. Let's just get this bad boy rolling. All right, we're gonna start with the quarterbacks first. Oh, senior Riley Leonard, Junior Steve Angeli. Sophomore Kenny Minchie. Freshman CJ Carr. Now, obviously, CJ Carr is going to be the start. Oh, no, he's not. He's not. No, Riley Leonard, despite any nonsense about quarterback competitions, this is Riley Leonard's job to lose. In my mind, I just don't see how that doesn't happen. I mean, you can call it a competition, and maybe it is, but it's gonna be Riley Leonard. So, however way it happens, I'll be right. As long as he's healthy come game one, he'll be your starting quarterback. Your backup most likely is going to be Steve Angeli. And then it's kind of a battle for that third spot between Kenny Minchie and CJ Carr. Now, this spring, and they're all there. So this spring may be a big battle. Like, is Kenny Minchie going to stay? You don't really expect or does Angeli bounce? I really don't ever expect like a guy like Angeli to bounce if he doesn't win the job, considering it's just another. I just don't. I think of all the names, of the four names there, the most likely, and this is not a knock on them, this is just college football in 2024. Of all the names listed there, Minchie would probably be the most likely to transfer at the end of spring. But then again, maybe he doesn't. I mean, we don't know exactly how this is going to pan out. I wouldn't expect all four in the fall, but it wouldn't shock me either. I don't expect it at all, but it wouldn't shock me either. Let's just say that. Let's put it that way. Then it already got I need a correction here, but that's all right. Just on my notes here. Running backs. Let's get it going. Jadarian Price, Jabron Payne, Jeremiah Love, Aeneas Williams, and Kadron Young. Now, of course, Audric Estime is headed to the NFL, and we all love him. Devin Ford, by the way, was on this list. He's moved to another position, so his name will be rounded up twice now. Lovely. But Jadarian Price and Jeremiah Love look like the 1-2 punch moving forward for Notre Dame. I know that Jabron Payne was used as like kind of a third down back. Not in the sense, like, if you're like, you're me, I'm 45. So when you say third down back, I'm thinking of guys like Dave Meggett. You know, that rings a bell for some of y'all. And then there's other guys that are flashing in my head that I can't remember the name of. That's not exactly how the third down back is used now. And they used him in short yardage spots last year. And, you know, that I thought should have been Audric Estime's. But, you know, they like what he does on that. So I'd expect that role to kind of stay the same, possibly. But then the two freshmen, Aeneas Williams and Kadron Young, that's going to be interesting. Both bring something a little different. No one should say that Aeneas Williams reminds them of Kyron Williams at all. It's totally different bodies, despite the thick legs. But Kadron Young is a kind of a bowling ball that I'm really interested in seeing. And I hope we see early in the Notre Dame season. If they get him ready, I would like to see what he does there. Moving to the tight end position, and last year this time it was kind of the same way. A lot of injuries. Again, this year there's multiple injuries to guys, but I think some of it is just kind of being safe about it, getting into summer and into fall camp and going into fall camp with a healthy group. But Davis Sherwood, Kevin Bauman, Mitchell Evans. You also have juniors, and those are seniors, juniors Eli Raritan, sophomore Cooper Flanagan, and then the freshman Jack Larson. Mitchell Evans is he's one of my favorites, being Ohio born and bred. Love his game. Loved what he did for Notre Dame. It was a freaking shame when he went down with an injury last year. I do love Davis Sherwood. I wanted to say fullback, but I don't want to disrespect him either, because I did not have him down as a scholarship player. And I did get an email from someone kind of like letting me know, like, yo, I can't remember when this was, but it wasn't maybe a few months ago. Like, yo, he's a scholarship player and has been a buy. Like, oh shoot, it was just a small oversight on my part. But Kevin Bauman's been just battling injuries this whole time. And so was Eli Raridan. But Eli Raridan, honestly, might be the best of the group when it's all said and done. Let's put it this way. He might be the most NFL-type tight end of the entire group. But, I mean, you're probably going to get if he's healthy, I'd say you're probably going to see a healthy dose to Mitchell Evans and Eli Raridan together. And that's all right by me, and I'm sure it's going to be all right by Riley Leonard and Mike Denbrock, who – not only is the offensive coordinator, but will be coaching tight ends this year. So again, going back to, you know, Notre Dame and tight end U, and, you know, and some of these guys, you know, like when you're OC, and I know it didn't really show as much last year with Parker, but OC, tight end coach, they're there. They're not getting lost in the mix, and especially at a place like Notre Dame. So I think Evans and Raridan, especially, we'll see. Sherwood, you know, can definitely play. I like him putting him back at like an H-back, floating him back into a fullback spot here and there. I think he can be extremely dangerous as a blocker and as a receiver coming out of the backfield in that sense. But at any rate, those are your tight ends. Moving on to the wide receiver position, which is kind of wildly wild, if you want to put it that way. Because we got a whole bunch of new guys, and you got some young talent coming up that we have seen. So, getting to see how they're going to make this mix work throughout the course of spring, you know, like where they end up at, come, you know, second to last week of spring practice, we'll kind of set it up for the fall, and we'll go from there. But you got your super seniors here, and transfer Chris Mitchell, transfer Bo Collins, and Chris Mitchell, and transfer Jaden Harrison. So all three of these guys, call them the super seniors, grad transfers, Chris Mitchell from FIU, Bo Collins from Clemson, and Jaden Harrison from Marshall. And kind of expect all three to be pretty, pretty big contributors right away for Notre Dame, like without a doubt in my mind. Notre Dame is going to want to use a decent rotation this year. I've said for years that, and this comes from like one of the first press conferences of the Brian Kelly era, like 11 wide receivers is what you want. And you know, you're not that 10th, 11th wide receiver isn't getting a lot of time, but you need guys. These guys get winded. We've seen before in the past when Notre Dame's gone with like basically like a short bench with your wide receivers, these guys are just flat out winded and they can't perform to the top of their capabilities. So getting more guys that are capable of being out in the field and playing and producing is important. Notre Dame hit the portal hard for these guys. So that was important for them to do. These three right here are huge. Seniors, Deion Colsey and Jaden Thomas. No juniors left. Sophomores, Jaden Greathouse, Caleb Smith, and Jordan Faison, who is a lacrosse legend. And then the freshmen, Cam Williams, Micah Gilbert, and Logan Saladate. I do not feel like the freshmen will be as big as an impact as some people do. But that's not to say they won't be. And I think the common thing is to say that Cam Williams might be the best of the bunch there, but Micah Gilbert is more ready to go. That may be the case. We've heard that before in the past. I mean, I think even I think you can kind of put Gilbert into the Greathouse kind of conversation as far as like being ready to like help contribute more right away. And we're going to see that. Like I don't know where Deion Colsey is going to land at this year. But I do expect Jaden Thomas, a healthy Jaden Thomas to be as dominant as what he was in the bowl game. I like his game. I think he does. And I talked about this in the Jerome Bettis commitment story today, kind of like a bully at wide receiver. You know, he's kind of a tight end out there running routes in a lot of sense. So I like that. And, you know, but blowing the top off the defense is what people like to say now. I think Chris Mitchell and Jaden Harrison both and Jordan Faison are capable of doing that. It looks like a fun group. I want to see him. I want to see definitely what they're going to be doing, and how they're involved in this new offense that the Denbrock's bringing. Now I'm going to go ahead and we're getting to the offensive line, and I'm going to be wrong about positions for some of these guys, and that's okay. So like, but not very wrong. Like there might be a couple of guys that like, oh, I got him listed maybe as a tackle right now. It's a young guy. Maybe he's a guard when it's all said and done. But center right now, Ashton Craig. I'm not sure who the backup's going to be per se. There are a couple different guys that can move in from guard to center, but Ashton Craig's your starting center, like hands down. Guards, let's list them off. Whether they're guards or not, we'll see. But seniors Pat Coogan and Rocco Spindler, junior Billy Schrauf, and then sophomore Sam Pendleton, Joe Otting, and Chris Tarek. Tarek might be more of a tackle, I'm not sure. But there is a battle right now at guard between those three, Billy Schrauf, Rocco Spindler, and Pat Coogan. I think Pat Coogan's spot is pretty safe at the moment. And Rocco Spindler was a starter last year, and that looks to be Billy Schrauf's spot as of right now. So maybe there's a battle between Schrauf and Spindler. I don't know, but it's not a bad thing either to have good backups, considering, you know, just the nature of football and injuries and just being tired, you know, getting some breathers here and there. But you generally, you know, you're not going to finish a season with the same starting five that you had. So then we get into some tackles, super senior Tosh Baker. Then you got juniors, Ty Chan, Emil Wagner, Sullivan Absher, Charles Jagua, Absher and Jagua are sophomores. And then the freshmen, Peter Jones, Anthony Knapp, Styles Prescott, and Garrett B. Lambert. Again, with all these guys, yeah, it still remains to be seen where they're going to end up on the line, you know, between guard and tackle mostly. And right now, as far as starters, we're pretty sure Charles Jagusaw is going to be your starting left tackle. And then your starting right tackle at the moment is Tosh Baker. Now can, you know, Emil Wagner do anything to compete to take over that spot? I don't know. Heard a lot of good things about Sullivan Absher too, so we shall see. As far as like the four freshmen are concerned, I would talk about them maybe next year. And that's just the nature of the positions. All right, moving to the defensive side of the ball, let's get rolling. Super seniors, you can't find a better super senior in the group or in the country, maybe. Howard Cross and Riley Mills. Senior Jason Anye. Juniors Tyson Ford, Donovan Einish. Sophomores Devin Houston, Armel Muckham, Brennan Vernon. And then freshman Sean Sevigliano. Cross and Mills, I think, are going to be an elite defensive tackle combo, for sure. We love Cross's game, and Mills, I think, has been working towards that point of being absolutely dominant. I think he'll get that this year. He was getting there last year, and again, I believe that the back and forth between, you know, having him out at end. Was a mistake. I would have liked to have seen him dive in more into being a full-time defensive tackle earlier in his career, to see the progress. But that's fine. That's fine. I mean, he has pass rushing capability from the inside, and he will most certainly be on Bruce Feldman's freaks list this year. I like Jason Anye a lot, and you rotate him in. He's giant head. Giant head. It's just a huge, huge head. And I don't know what that means, a defensive tackle, but that's a big head, man. And I liked how he's kind of gradually, you know, been developed. And we'll see what happens this year. You know, see if he can become more of a player, more of a rotational guy coming thing. Because Notre Dame's going to need it. Because there isn't a whole lot of, like, experience behind Mills and Cross. You know, hoping like my boy Brennan Vernon, one of Ohio's own, one of the best players come out of Ohio in that class. Hopefully, maybe this is a year he can. He moved inside from being a D end. Hopefully, you know, maybe he can develop enough to get some strong minutes. So we'll see there. Defensive end, and this includes, you know, Vipers and Strongside. Get your super seniors here, Jordan Botello and R.J. Oben. Oben was a transfer from Duke. Senior, Kahanu Kia, coming back from the Mormon mission. Juniors, Joshua Burnham, Aiden Gobera, and junior Tuli Halamaka. Sophomore, Bubakor Treyar, and the freshman, Cole Mullins, Bryce Young, and Logan Thomas. Botello and Oben, both Vipers. I don't know, Oben probably be more strong side. That's probably take Oben probably more of a, hopefully he develops into something like Javante Jean-Baptiste was last year. That would be nice. We'll see what we'll see what's going on with Kia. That's a long time off of football. So getting him back into football shape and moving forward. But he seems to be, I mean, these guys are young. I mean, it's not like they're not like they're not fit, but getting into football shape and in that mode, we'll see moving forward. Really, Bubakar Triar and Josh Burnham and Junior Tuha Maka, those three guys are the other three that really to keep an eye on as far as becoming more and more major players. Burnham played quite a bit last year. Tuha Maka did towards the end of the last year more and more. And Treyar is might be the best of the bunch, like as far as defensive ends. Could develop into that. I have a lot of confidence in him, a lot of faith, and I made a lot of predictions before the season started as for maybe kind of a surprise for last year. That didn't exactly pan out, but I do like that he's been talked about by the coaching staff and by other beat writers as someone really to keep an eye on. So that's my advice for you too as well. Linebacker. Our super senior, super Hoosier, Jack Kaiser. No seniors left in the bunch, but junior Jalen Sneed. Sophomores Drake Bowen, Preston Zinner, and Jaden Osberry. And then the freshmen Teddy Rizak, Bodie Calhoun, and Kingston Vialamu Asa. KVA is what we will say. Look, Kaiser's the man. We all know that. You should know that. He's going to make all this work. Really hoping on Jalen Sneed to take, you know, another step or two. And then really it's like, is Drake Bowen kind of cement himself at the mic? You know, is Jaden Osberry ready? Jaden Osberry been not really tied to one single position. This was kind of mentioned before, back in the winter about where he'll be training at, kind of, you know, the Will, Mike, a little bit of Rover. But I, you know, I like this group a lot. This is kind of like, you know, you lose JD Bertrand, you lose, Maris Luafau. Bertrand especially is a big loss in my mind. Was really a good linebacker for Notre Dame, the last several years. But Kaiser has been phenomenal. And probably doesn't get the credit he deserves from fans. But he will be what makes this work. And this is a unit. I mean, this whole defense is could be a top five defense when it's all said and done by the end of the season. Like, these guys, they're really good. And Al Golden really has them kind of humming along. So we'll see how that works. But a lot of that goes back to the secondary and what they did that gets a pass. So let's start at cornerback here. Super senior Clarence Lewis. Senior Chance Tucker, juniors Jaden Mickey and Benjamin Morrison, sophomores Micah Bell and Christian Gray, and freshmen Carson Hobbs, Leonard Moore. We'll talk about, you know, Clarence Lewis could be someone that can play the nickel for you, for sure. There's some other guys that are safeties I think that they might have lined up more as a nickel. But, I mean, Benjamin Morrison, one of the best cornerbacks in the country. And then I think Christian Gray, you know, starting on the other side of Ben Morrison is probably going to be what's going on. I like that a lot. Or Jaden Mickey. I mean, Mickey could be a rotation between Gray and Mickey. Mickey's been playing since his freshman year And he is, you know, had some moments where he's done really well. He's had some moments where he's had some growing up to do as far as, you know, his play on the field. So we shall see there. But I want to go back to Clarence Lewis. He's just the guy that can give you time at corner, can play nickel, and, you know, if he sticks around. Get to safeties here. We got your super seniors here in Xavier Watts, Jordan Clark, Rod Hurd. No seniors, no juniors. Then you get into the sophomores, Adon Schuler, Ben Minnick, and Luke Talich. And then the freshmen, Kennedy Urlacher, T. Brown, Benny Powell, and Bronte Johnson. Xavier Watts, that's the Bednarik Award winner. That's the best defensive player in college football last year. Didn't win the Thorpe, but got the Bednarik. Make it make sense. Rod Hurd and Jordan Clark. Rod Hurd, more than anything, is probably, I would say, probably lines up as your other safety, next to Watts. More snaps than that. Jordan Clark could be there. Talking about maybe a nickel too as well. Same as Hurd, but we're gonna see how the nickel floats out more through spring ball. Look, I know they just gave Luke Talich a scholarship, but probably not going to be much in the rotation this year. Although, you know, we shall see. and then the last but not least, get to your specialists that are still on scholarship, kicker Mitch Jeter and junior Bryce McPherson as your punter. And that's your 89 that you have. That was the great naming of names. And look, we've had one spring practice, and I'm not trying to go all in on anything from that. I've said many, many times, not just this year, but in the past. But we shall see how all this kind of floats around and how these guys work out. Keeping them healthy throughout the spring is going to be very, very important. That way we can get into the fall and really start piecing this bad boy together. To make a real run towards the playoffs and maybe get a playoff win or two. I don't know. But I like what they have personnel-wise, especially on defense. I really do think this unit could be a top-five defense with their frontline guys. I think they're an injury or so away of maybe that not being the case. But there is some depth, and they've got some developed depth. Again, all these guys, there's 89 I just listed. They're not all going to be there to come the fall. So, you know, it kind of really depends on who decides to bounce, how some of these position battles break down and go into that. So, and that's it, my friends. Short and sweet. The great naming of names. This is probably going to be out sometime this afternoon. St. Patrick's Day afternoon. I don't know. And then we will have a regularly scheduled earned 5-star podcast for you. Hopefully that works out still today or tonight to have for you Monday. At any rate, I want to thank everyone for listening. Reminder to get on over to Apple Podcasts, leave that rating, leave a review. Any review that you leave, we will read word for word on the next earned 5-star podcast. So for everyone on over there, thanks for listening. And as always, go Irish.